Thank you. It's time to rise, 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 rise to love, rise to peace, rise to family, rise to yourself. This is such a wonderful song and such a wonderful theme and wonderful idea. I'd like to welcome you to the Center for Spiritual Living and tell you that such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity. With every breath, with every moment, with every choice, with every decision you take and make, Spirit is rising to the place of expressing itself through you. We have taken the month of August off in a way by saying we're going to spend this time going within and listening and looking for guidance. And that's been our theme each Sunday this month. And we've also then now taking it to the final Sunday, which is to rise and reemerge. It's an exciting time in the world right now. There's so much change going on. There's so much adjustment to new things, so much embracing of possibilities, even as all the chaos goes on around us. But I want you to know that there's a place of peace. There's a place of harmony. There's a place of real solid goodness within each one of you, and within me, and with everyone else. We here at the Center believe in you. We believe in God. We believe in Spirit. We believe in life being rich and abundant and continuing to unfold and flow. And we also, in that belief, want to share with you a little more about who we are. But before we do that, here it is. Now, let's go ahead and let's do this. What we believe is in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe in this power as perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. Because that's what we believe and who we are, how we see you as an expression of the infinite, then we celebrate you, whoever you are, whatever your understanding of yourself is and your place in the world. We celebrate you, we honor you, and we're so glad you're here joining this time with us. Our speaker today is Robert Brzezinski. He is a wonderful minister. I've known Robert for a long time, since he was becoming a minister. And he is now the founder and the developer of the New Thought Media Network, who are our partners in broadcasting our services every Sunday. Robert is also one of those wonderful people and ministers who thinks outside the box. If it looks like a box, then Robert's going to see what's on the other side of that boundary. And in doing that, he brings great new ideas and freshness to the whole idea of how we teach and do what we do. And I'm so grateful that Robert's going to be with us today to do the talk. I'll be back next week, but right now, get ready for Robert. However, first, every week we have a practitioner that speaks to you and speaks to the group. Practitioners are those folks in our organization who are well-trained in this teaching, well-trained in this teaching healing ministry. And today our practitioner is going to be me. I am the minister, the senior minister, but I am also a practitioner first. All of us who are ministers in this organization are practitioners first. We go through all of that training. We prepare our minds and our thoughts and build on that idea that we can know the truth for ourselves and for other people, and things around us will change to match it. So today I'm coming to you as the practitioner of the day, and I'm really happy to have a chance to do that because I've been out of the loop here for a while, and it's nice to be back. What I want to share with you, well, first of all, let me ask you this. Are there things in your mind, in your heart, in your deeper feelings that when you're really quiet and you think about what's going on inside as we go within for guidance, are there things that you know you have some deep fear about? Perhaps fear that with all of the chaos in the world and all of the chaos in life around us, that things will never go get back to any kind of peace or get forward to any kind of peace. Or maybe you're afraid for your health with COVID in every word and every turnaround, every expression showing up on the news and everywhere else. What's the status of COVID? What's the status of COVID? Or maybe your fear is about relationship. Maybe your fear is about financials, given that the economies have been bouncing all over the place. But think about, what is that deepest fear? Because that deepest fear can be coming out of a deeper belief in being separate. I want to read you what Ernest Holmes says in this wonderful book called Richer Living. It's by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. They collaborated on this, and for each day of the year, there's a reading, there's some ideas. Today's is perfect for today. The title of it is All of God is My Inheritance. Now think about it. When you think about God, when you think about what that means to you, all of it is for you. The one who created me acts through me. It has never loosed me from its eternal embrace. Infinite mind is my father. Infinite love is my mother. They have given fully of themselves to me. Though I let my human mind deceive me at times, still that heavenly presence, that infinite presence, enfolds me, knowing that I shall awaken to the real truth. Too long have I dreamed that the world could hurt me and people disturb me. I now realize that I am an expression, or in the older way of putting it, a child of God, and free to live with wisdom and plenty. Health is my inheritance. Prosperity is my inheritance. Ideas are my inheritance. The riches of the universe invite me to participate in all of their goodness, and I accept them with joy. This is one of those readings that I read quite often, because my brain, just like everybody else's, can trick me into believing that I'm somebody other than a child of God, an expression of the infinite. And when that happens, I go into fear, like everybody else. Fear is false evidence appearing real. It may appear in our everyday walking around world that we are separate, that we are different. But in reality, we are not separate from the infinite. We are different in our expressions of the infinite, and that difference is to be honored and celebrated. And there's one specific practice that we do in this teaching, or there's several that we do, but the one that I think does the best job and allows me to move most quickly from that so-called human mind, that fear mind, that mind that believes I'm somehow separate from the infinite and cannot be protected no matter what. And that practice is spiritual mind treatment. Because spiritual mind treatment, or as we call it, affirmative prayer as well, I kind of like the old-fashioned term, because it's a clearer expression of what we're doing when we do spiritual mind treatment. Because it is a practice that allows us to shift our consciousness, to reach up, to rise, to merge our awareness with the infinite that's already surrounding us, that's already within us, that's already expressing through us as best we will allow it. And so with spiritual mind treatment, we rise and we listen and we experience, because we go past the five senses and into that sixth sense of awareness of the energy and powers around us. So this morning, I want to do a spiritual mind treatment for all of us to rise out of our fear. And rather than providing all of the words for it, I want to invite you through this kind of structured support for how you do this to move in your own way from whatever fear may be nagging at you to a greater sense and a greater truth and a greater reality that you are an eternal being who is supported by an eternal power that is always with you. So join me if you will. Just take a couple of deep breaths and let them go. So you breathe in and breathe out, releasing the past. Releasing any expectations for the future. Maybe another breath to adjourn the committee in your head that chitter-chatters at you all the time. And begin to open in your consciousness, open your heart to something greater. And we begin by describing to ourselves what is real in terms of the ultimate reality of life. We say there is only one power and one infinite presence, one love. It is universal and it is present everywhere for everyone. It is the feeling of love you get when you think of those people who have loved you and you have loved. It's in that greater idea that pops in just when you need it. And when you're quiet, you can feel it. You can feel it in that expanded sense of self, that sense of being bigger than your body, bigger than who you are, bigger than what you've been. So I invite you to reach out in your awareness and rise to that greater, larger, broader, deeper expression of life. You may let some of the words that are important to you that help you understand or how you interpret God to yourself or life to yourself. Or infinite intelligence. Just allow yourself to be aware. And now recognize that because that energy and power is all around you and within you, and speaking through you and loving through you, you are one with it. You are not disconnected in any way. But you are an expression of that one power. You are God's love alive on the planet. You are God's creativity coming up with new things and new ideas. You are the all, the good. And in this space, declare your truth. Declare the very opposite of whatever you've been afraid of. I am perfect health. The very energy of health and life flows through my body with every breath I take and every beat of my heart. I am perfect love in relationship with humans and animals and all of creation. And I allow that awareness that the love of God moves through me, creating perfect relationships that are exactly right for me at every given moment. I see myself knowing that the Spirit of God moves through me to express myself in the perfect giving of my gifts, whether it's for order and organization or office work or creative expressions of new ideas and new kinds of earnings and new kinds of work. Whatever that is and however it is not me that does the work. As Jesus said, it is the Spirit of God working through me. And I embrace the prosperity of all of life. Every breath I take is filled with prosperous goodness. Every thought I think, every step I take on the earth, every movement I go through, I am so aware of the prosperity that is coming to me. It comes in all forms and shapes, as good ideas, as great love, as money, as other kinds and forms of prosperity I've yet to even be aware of. And I'm open to this idea that that prosperity flows through me and moves through me with ease and grace. If any ideas have popped in my head that say, oh yeah, right, I don't believe it, it's not the truth, I simply look at those and say, well, isn't that interesting? Even at this moment, I'm resistant somewhat to my good. So I just declare those thoughts to have no power whatsoever over my life, to have no power to manifest or show up in my life in any way. I simply dissolve them back into the nothing they came from and declare myself to be an expression of God. I move then into the only possible reaction to any of this, and that is gratitude. Gratitude for life, gratitude that I'm paying attention, gratitude to that I am getting the idea and knowing that I am an expression of the divine. So that what I do and think and feel and desire is all good. I'm grateful for this idea. I'm grateful to Spirit. I'm grateful to God for creating this amazing user-friendly universe. And in this gratitude, I can let go and release this treatment, this idea, these thoughts, because I don't have to hold on to them. They are now the mind of God because they are my mind now. And in that, all of those fears simply have dissolved and disappeared. And I declare myself to be whole, perfect, and complete in this moment. And I let this be the truth, and God accepts it as the truth. And I let it be so, and so it is. Thank you. Another breath or two. And now let's welcome Robert, the other Robert.
Hello, dear ones. Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Yes, sir.
It's such a beautiful prayer, and I feel so incredibly honored to be here with you today and to be here with the Midtown community. And I think I would be remiss if we didn't really kick all this off with a little bit of more music. So I think we've got another song here. I want to, because it fits in the talk. So join us.
Lately, I've been noticing how much I've been blessed. With people to love, some peace of mind and happiness. It makes me want to pass along this love I've received as a way of giving thanks for what's been given to me. I've got a strong heart. I've got a strong love. And I'm ready to use the gift I've been given to make this world a better place to live in. Ready to use the gift I've been given to make this world a better place to live in. I used to have a lust for more that bordered on greed, till I looked around and saw that I have more than I need. I thought I had to have it all before I could share, till I realized what's mine to give has always been there. I've got a strong heart. I've got a strong love. And I'm ready to use the gift I've been given to make this world a better place to live in. Ready to use the gift I've been given to make this world a better place to live in. I may not make a difference that the whole world can see, but if I can show more kindness, that's what matters to me. I'm changing on the outside, finding gray in my hair, but the difference on the inside is that I don't care. I'm losing my desire to be what I'm not, and I've got what I want now that I want what I've got. I've got a strong heart. I've got a strong love. And I'm ready to use the gift I've been given to make this world a better place to live in. Ready to use the gift I've been given to make this world a better place to live in. Ready to use the gift I've been given to make this world a better place to live in. Ready to
use the talents you possess. The world would be sad and silent if no birds sang except the very best.
Ready to use the gift I've been given to make this world a better place to live in.
Good morning, dear ones. I am Reverend Robert Brzezinski. I often say you're welcome to call me Reverend Robert, Rev Briz, Robert Briz, whatever you like. Just please don't call me late to dinner. That's my only real request. I want to thank you for having me here today. It really is a great honor to be on this side of the camera with you here at the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. Often in over the past year, I have been stalking your community from the backside of the camera, and I'm for quite a long time got to sit in the back room and listen to the talks over the last year and really immerse myself in the message that has been shared with your community from Dr. Bob and all of the various guest speakers that you've experienced over the past year. It's been an amazing journey. And so it really is a great honor to sit on this side of the camera with you and to serve Dr. Bob and him in his experience of this month of August. The month of August is often and is in many ways traditional amongst New Thought ministers to take that month of retreat, of backing off a little, of looking at things differently. Well, this year, with the 5 weeks, the 5 Sundays, it makes it even a little bit more of an experience for all of us. And in many ways, today's message really is not a culmination of what's happened this month. I'm not going to recap what your previous speakers have spoken about this month and how we've gotten to this point. What we're here to do today is to rise and reemerge. Now, those that know me know I'm a real stickler for definitions and for words. And today is no exception, because I'd really like to start today more with the end in mind than just launch into something. So today we're going to end with our affirmation. Rather than look at this at the end of the message and build up to this, I want us to explore this affirmation. Today, I rise and re-emerge, fully nourished, restored, and renewed. I know it might sound a little crazy to say this when if you're just sitting in your room alone or watching online at another time or nobody's around. But would you say that out loud with me, please? Today, I rise and re-emerge fully nourished, restored, and renewed. See, that is what we are about here today. And to break all this down, it's really two statements that I saw. Today, I rise and re-emerge. So I start digging into the dictionaries, digging into the books and all of these things. And I start to find this theme that emerges in so many of these different words that were not chosen by me, were chosen by Spirit and presented through. And there are countless communities and ministers using and practitioners using this affirmation this week. This is across our entire movement, this affirmation this week. And so I wanted to break it down and look at it a little bit differently. So reemerge, when I look in the dictionary, that the top definitions for reemerge are to become apparent, important, or prominent. Number two, to recover from or survive a difficult or demanding situation. Okay, we've got that one covered, right, folks? We don't really need to dig into that. We've been there, done that, brought home the t-shirts, have a box full of masks. The third definition is one where it got really, really fun for me. To become known, to come to light. So in this re-emergence that we're in, I don't know about you, but my kids have been back to school for a couple of weeks. We're re-emerging into a whole new paradigm of scheduling, who picks up when, who does this, who does that. As we re-emerge, what we're doing is we're coming into the light that we are truly here to be. We're going to talk more about that today. So as we are re-emerging into this lightness of who we are come here to be, we feel that natural sense of rising up. And you've heard it in the music and you've heard it in Dr. Bob's sharing this morning that we are rising up. So they offered us an acronym for RISE, and I liked it and I kind of used it a little bit. It's real quick. The whole idea of the RISE is to restore, integrate, self-care, and expand. So we're going to rise and reemerge. Today, I rise. I'm going to restore, which brings back a previous right, practice, habit, custom, or position. So the whole piece of the restore is to bring back a previous, quote, right, practice, habit, custom, or tradition. What I have found is no matter what's going on in my life, if you are experiencing some of that fear that Dr. Bob spoke of, there is no way that the best way to get away from all that is to restore a practice, one of our spiritual practices. Dr. Bob spoke about spiritual mind treatment. Yeah, absolutely. The quickest, most direct path to reveal the divine truth. Now, some aspects of our lives require a bigger revelation, require more practice. So in the restoring, I'm restoring a practice, whether that's my prayer practice or my meditation practice, whether that's a habit or a practice around my body, temple, and exercise, or nourishment and food. We're going to talk about fully nourishment today, too. Remember, today I rise and re-emerge fully nourished, restored, and renewed. Digging in to this idea of restoring ourselves to a previous sense of wholeness, of oneness. Now, we have all felt that in the oneness. We have all experienced it, yes, and we've all experienced the sense of separation that Dr. Bob spoke of as well. That time where, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Recover or survive a difficult or demanding situation. All of these words, whoever created this affirmation, it is genius because all of these words are so interrelated. And that's the I in our rise. So the R is to restore. The I is to integrate. Now, integrate means to combine one thing with another. Yeah, you guessed it, to create a whole. Again, this is classic, great stuff here. simple, easy to remember. Today I rise and re-emerge, fully nourished, restored and renewed. So we restore ourselves in our practice. We begin to integrate one thing with another. So whatever's working, we don't quit that. If you've got a good meditation practice, you don't walk away from that. We stay with what's working and we add one more. We integrate another piece of the puzzle, of the process. And that brings us to that place of self-care. Now we could go, wow, could I go on and on and on about self-care? There are so many different ways to look at this. What I believe at the basis of it all is our self-care is an opportunity to listen to our soul, to listen to the calling of our soul, to listen to that deep, deep inner urge, that which must come to light, that which must be shared, that which must be expressed out into the world. In about 20 years of studying this philosophy now, of being around this philosophy, it's actually, it is 20 years. It's been 20 years since I first walked into a religious science church at the beginning of August. And in that time, what I have learned is the most important skill, if you will, is to listen. Is to listen and to listen deeply. And we cultivate that skill over time by listening to ourselves, by listening to the divine, by listening to others. It all boils down to, are we listening to the song of our soul? Now, it has been said that a real friend, a good friend, is someone that can sing the song of your soul to you when you have forgotten, when you have forgotten why you are here. And that's what this community, Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, is all about, and the greater movement of New Thought. It's all about finding the friends that can sing the song of your soul, that will be the voice of Janice Stanfield, reminding us that we have a strong heart and a strong love, and that we are ready to use the gifts we have been given. We are each divine emanations of the One, of God, on this planet. And we are each here to give the unique set of gifts and skills and talents to that. I believe the self-care is the listening, yes, to our soul, through our practices, through the environment we create, through our intuition. And that leads us to the expanse, to the expansion, to an evolution. So I boil all that down, restore what was, combine with more, take action to care for your soul's calling, and then expand the vision of what is possible. Sounds like a lot, I know. But it all is mixed together. And it's all happening in concert with all these other parts. So we're rising up as we're re-emerging. We're coming out of the dark night. We have recovered and we are recovering and we are moving away from this difficult and demanding situation. We still have a ways to go because every one of us is being called to stand up and share of our unique gifts and skills and talents. That's what the reemergence is. It isn't just about those of us that have been here ministers and have been sharing this stuff and have been on broadcasts. And you've been, this is about every one of us re-emerging into a consciousness that recognizes we are creating a world that works for everyone. So if I am rising up and re-emerging, then I want to make sure I am doing so and I am fully nourished, restored, and renewed. You're going to love these, I believe. Nourished means to provide with food, substance, or necessary growth, or I'm sorry, to provide with food or other substances, what is necessary for growth, health, and good condition. I like that. The even deeper definition is to keep a feeling or belief in one's mind for a long time. is that not the basis of this philosophy? We keep the our mind, our beliefs, our feelings and our beliefs on that one mind, on the truth, on the desires we have for our experience and for our lives for a long time. So what's a long time? As long as necessary, whatever it may take. If you are experiencing the life you truly desire, cool, you've been doing this. If you're sitting wondering, wait a minute, I don't know about this, get thee to a practitioner. We're going to talk about that in just a bit. So we have this feeling or this belief of one, of the one mind, of moving towards this oneness. And to be renewed, well, this is back to the circle. Resumed, reestablished, or revived. Why is every word today start with re? But it's what's happening. We are rising up to a new vision of who we have come here to be, each one of us, as individuals and as communities. And I fully believe that the rise of the next Buddha, it has been said, may not be an individual, but may be a spiritual community. Something that transcends what happened before so that we may become this new. Rise and reemerge. Excuse me. Fully nourished, restored, and renewed. And with a warm throat. All right. So before we hit the top of the hour, what do we do with all of this, right? You got to remember, we started today's service with, we always have to be in that place of remembering. All that the eternal power wants is to appear as our lives, is to have an avenue through which to express the magnificence of itself through and as each and every one of us. So our work, if there is such a thing, our calling, which I know there is in some way to embrace and emerge and create and express the divine. Each one of us has been given a unique set of gifts and skills and talents. And this is part of what the work of a great practitioner helps us to do. They don't sit down and say, this is what your skill is, and oh, this appears to be your talent. Oh, and I would really love it if you could help the church by doing this. No, that's not what we do. The good practitioners support you in opening up to a discovery of all that is yours to do, of what your soul is calling you to do and to be and to experience and to explore and to demonstrate. You know, in the midst of that, I've talked about listening. And I think one of the more powerful ways to listen is through meditation and through the visioning process. And what I love about these two is I'm listening for what never goes away. I'm listening for the things that are constantly rising up in my awareness, the things that are constantly being called to reemerge in my life. As you move through this week and as we contemplate this affirmation, I have a couple questions I'd like you to play with. And they're pretty simple. What is seeking to emerge as your life? Ask yourself that in meditation, in the still quiet moments of your day, before the day starts, as the day ends. What is seeking to emerge as me? We say re-emerge, and it implies that we've hidden that stuff. I think often we don't hide it. It's just maybe we haven't awoken to it. And this question will awaken you to that. What is seeking to emerge as my life? And then how will I rise up to answer that? How will I rise up to serve that call, that expression? That is our work this day. That is our work this week. And so again, I invite you each day to begin with this ending in mind. I rise and reemerge fully nourished, restored, and renewed. And allow that to inspire your action. If you're of the praying type, I invite you to join me. If you're in a safe space where it's comfortable to close your eyes, I invite you to join me in doing that. If you're operating heavy machinery, driving an automobile, or listening to this at a podcast while you're supposed to be working, you might not want to close your eyes. But if you're in a safe space and you're cool with that, you're here with us live, please join me in a prayer. I step into this place of knowing that there is only one. One power, one presence, one infinite intelligence that is rising up and emerging through and as my life, through and as all life. This oneness that it reveals itself as love and light and beauty, truth and health and wealth and well-being, abundance, prosperity. That's all the one. That and so much more, the things I do not imagine, the things that I dare not speak, the things that are bubbling in my consciousness and yet just remain in the ether, it's all still the one. See, I recognize this power and presence operating as my life perfectly, whole, complete, nothing missing, nothing absent. And as I know that truth of my life, then I know it must be true of all life, everyone, everywhere. This must be true of your life. You must be a divine emanation of God's life, of the God, of the creative power, the creative force that is seeking its outlet, that is delighted to create through and as you, through your hands, your breath, your word, your vision, your sacred calling, the song of your soul. What I know is each and every one that hears these words, each and every one that is touched by this vibration, no matter when, no matter where, is a living, dynamic expression of the whole and is absolutely necessary for this wholeness to be itself. You are a divine emanation of God's life, and this world would be a much, much lesser place without you, without the gifts that you bring, the gifts that only you can bring. So I claim this word, I speak this word on behalf of each and every one. I sense an experience of rising up, being renewed, being nourished, being fed and encouraged, being living this thing called life in more and more and more and more magnificent ways than ever before. And that is collectively creating a world that works for all. That is serving this vision of humanity awakening to its spiritual magnificence, heartbeat by heartbeat, individual by individual, all part of this collective oneness that is bringing itself into form as our lives. And it is good, because it really could be no other way. So I am filled and thrilled, filled up with gratitude, thrilled to be a part of this experience, absolutely getting myself out of the way so the divine may demonstrate. I invite you to join me in an experience of gratitude as we release this word into the law that must demonstrate, that is already acting upon this prayer, and trust that God's got it. God knows what to do with it. It's already happening. So I can let that be. And if any word of this has resonated in any way, please join me in an affirmation of truth as we say together, and so it is. So it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you, dear ones. I am going to get out of the way and hand this back over to one of your most esteemed board members to take us into the next piece. Vance, it's all yours. Oops. However, you're muted on your side.
That would help. Thank you, Reverend Robert. That was amazing. A great talk. Rise up. Rise our consciousness up. And in that consciousness, we know that we're prosperous, and in that prosperity we share and give and know that. And so I'd like us all to take that consciousness into the statement of this affirmation of prosperity that we do in giving to the Center for Spiritual Living to keep us ongoing presenting this for everyone. So say this with me. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. You can donate online at cslmidtown.org/donate. And it's a great place to do that. For those of us that are on a regular donation, it's there every week. Or one time, however you want to give, you can write checks. All that's there on the website to give. And now on to our announcements video.
And it's time for everybody's favorite fun game, announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sunday is our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book every Sunday. 12 noon Sundays, our community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services. And 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to reach them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form, send it off, and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert, and everyone who make this weekly broadcast possible. So grateful to be part of it. Grateful to have the opportunity to participate here. Just a word about one of our events that is our Tuesday noon spiritual empowerment session. It's a place to come and bring your fears, bring your excitement, bring your joy, and have a community of people gathered on Zoom on this same link to share it with you. Coming up now next week, we've got a new theme for September, which is Reaching Higher. I'll be doing that talk on the next Sunday. And then there are others that follow all through the month following that same link, theme, Reaching Higher. So join us if you're so inclined. Would love to have you. So we close each week with an affirmation of life. And this is what it is. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me all that I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that moves through me. And so it is. See you next week.